This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 3 o'clock. Nice to have you with us. We did start the day with Max Crosby breaking our hearts, TJ Lang failing his community, and asking the question of, okay, well, what is going to be under our Christmas tree on November 5th? And it's just, I don't think there's anyone who doesn't think they need a move. So Odyssey.com rewind if you want that. 4 p.m., we're going to fire the T-shirt cannon because Rico's got a question. It might be the one time we talk about these guys until the trade deadline. But Rico's got a question to kick off the NBA season. We'll do it. But I want to just, can we get into Michigan State a little bit? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Doesn't even feel like they're playing this weekend.
No, I know. But I don't want to do the who needs the game more thing today. I think we should do it a little closer to the game. But I don't think a world exists where this is not an important game. I'm never going to downplay the game based on it means so much to so many. But both these coaches and both these programs need it. But see, you have a different question. So I'm here for it because I got crucified for this take in February, and I've been proven to be right, which is fine. No one cares. No one gives a damn when you're right. They only want to just impale you when you're wrong.
This is true.
But we've arrived at a point where the health of this Michigan program, it does not look healthy. But this is your angle. Go. I'm here for it.
Michigan fans, simple question. Are you ready to admit that Jim Harbaugh screwed your program over? 248-539-9797.
What a sales pitch. Jesus. He didn't even do a walk-up, David.
Nah, yeah.
He just hit him with a chair.
Because there is no, because you every Saturday, you are watching this program erode away from what it used to be. It's to the point now you don't know who your quarterback is because they're all bad. You didn't plan. You didn't go out and get anybody. You know, Donovan is not Donovan. He's regressed. Like, all I see is regression on this team. And then you start blaming, oh, well, it's Sharon's fault. Oh, it's the OC's fault. It's the quarterback's fault. It really is one person's fault. Are you willing to see? It's Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh set you up to fail. He set you up by flirting with the NFL each and every year. He set you up by not having a capable quarterback waiting in the wings. This is all him. This ain't Sharon Moore. This is what Jim Harbaugh left you, Michigan fans. Yeah, you got the title, but at what cost? So are you willing to admit Harbaugh screwed the program?
All right,
248-539-9797.
I want to help Rico, David, because I know what's coming. Guys, he left your program worse than he found it. You cannot pick up the phone and talk about, well, he won the Nat. No, stop. Because that's what was. That's past tense. This is about what is and what will be. That's what Rico's talking about. So, yes, he won the Natty at the cost of your entire reputation. And with the NCAA yet to rule, the point I make is, look at how he left you. 3 years of flirtation, of the NFL, of recruiting nowhere near as well as they should have, and really a program that, guys, I'm not being rude. I challenge you. The program looks bereft of talent. Yes, you have Will Johnson, Mason Graham, and Colston Loveland. And if you want to throw Kenneth Grant, that's fine. You have no running backs anyone cares about, no quarterbacks, no wide receiver room. Your offensive line has gotten worse each of the last 3 years, from the best in school history to not quite as good to this year. I'm being upfront with you. Your O-line's average. Defensively, all the playmakers, all the Sandra Stills, all the types of play. Who are the uber-talented people for a program that, I don't care, through whatever way you won this stuff, You won. Three straight Big Ten championships. Beat Ohio State three times. Make the playoff three times. Win the Natty. Where's all the talent? Harbaugh not only bolted, he took the staff with him, flirted, constantly held you at gunpoint. And now you're sitting here and think about what we're talking about. Do not do this garbage where you go, well, he won the Natty. That's past tense. You right now are facing the, you might be the second team in the history of Rico's cursed sport to go from the mountaintop to not making a bowl. The only other one we've ever seen was COVID LSU.
COVID.
You had Orgeron bringing his stuff to practice. The point I'm making is that's not a healthy program.
Yeah.
So you can lob whatever bombs you want at MSU. Yeah, you're right. Our coach screwed us too while he was busy screwing himself in a hotel room. I'm aware. But it ain't about us.
Coming off of three straight playoffs, a national title, the cupboard should have been stocked and loaded for Sharon Moore, that he would have had to say, you know what, we're probably going to lose like 20 people because we have too much depth on this team. You don't have any depth at all. Coming off of that successful rate, you should have quarterback, running back, wide receivers. Your wide receivers have collectively less than 300 yards receiving.
278, I believe.
Right. Collectively. So, yeah, there's no playmakers. There's no stars. This team is void of a lot of different things. So, when it boils down to it, I think Harbaugh left you in this situation. 248-539-9797. David, you're the Michigan person. Was that fair?
Well, and David, I want to give David some flowers here now.
Oh, yeah.
We mocked him when he said 6-6. I said 8-4, and people were like, oh, Sparty. 8-4 sucks. But David went 6-6. I made fun of David. The reality is, David might have been too optimistic, because if they lose this game, and I don't know that they will, but let me be clear. I'm not doing what a lot of people are doing right now. I don't have this huge confidence, because what? MSU looked somewhat
like
competent for one game?
Like
I'm not doing that. If they lose this game, Rico, they're not going to a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
5-7?
If you lose the game, your remaining games are Ohio State, Oregon, Indiana, and the one game you'll probably win, Northwestern.
They're puke.
Right.
They're awful.
So that puts you at 5-7, which means you're now on the waiting list hoping that some team decides they don't want to play in a bowl game, and then you get that invite.
David.
By the way, no, I did not want to be right, okay? I love this Michigan program. Everything I grew up watching, the Navarres, the Hennies, the Manninghams, the Edwards, Charles Woodson, Larry Foots, the guys I grew up watching, I want that. That's what I want for this program. And what I saw coming into the season was a roster that was bare. You lost players going to the NFL, and you didn't stack. You're right, Rico. They didn't stack the recruits off of the years they were having. You make the playoffs, you should be recruiting based on that. You should be getting guys saying, yeah, I want to go there. Didn't happen year one. Okay, cool. It's year one. Things happen. Year two happens. Make the playoff again. Still no results from that in the recruiting. And then we win a national title, and by then, there's nothing. And now Harbaugh, who has interviewed for the last few years, is gone. And he takes all the coaches. He takes everything from this program. And sure, we won a national title, but Mike, you're right. That's past tense. The future is bleak.
Right, it's two different questions.
Yes.
And again, if the question was, why are you apathetic about things? That's different.
Correct.
Then you go, national title. I get it. That's not what Rico's asking. When we're talking about where is this program right now, here's my question. How does it get tangibly better next year? You want to help me with that?
I don't see it.
And by the way, if you're the same people who mock MSU starting Aiden Chiles, that's going to be you with Jaden Davis next year, if he's here. It's called a learning curve, you dummies.
Lots of interception, lots of pain, lots of what are you doing?
And there'll be highs, and then there's lows.
But who I want to hear from are the Michigan fans that yelled and screamed at both of you guys and myself. when Harbaugh was interviewing for the Vikings job, it is National Signing Day. He's worried about that, and they came and called and yelled, no big deal, no problem. Look, it's not going to be an issue. It's an issue.
Here's the other thing, right? And I don't want to go down this road, but it's relevant to context. So if the court would allow, I'd like to enter into submission just a point. And David, if you want to overrule my objection, you can. He started interviewing when the cheating started. And as this thing spiraled, you had to fire multiple talented assistants. You had to get rid of guys midstream, game weeks. Then anyone who had any ability to have any professional future wasn't coming to Michigan. Gee, I wonder why. Wink Martindale was going to be drinking beer and farting on his couch. No one wanted Wink in the pros. So he's here on a retirement gig, wearing Oakleys and dialing up the same blitzes from 15 years ago. Kirk Campbell's your OC? A guy with 1 year at Old Dominion play calling? Guys, here's me complimenting what Michigan football is. You're better than that. But you know why nobody wanted those jobs? Because you're radioactive. Mm-hmm. So Harbaugh did that to you.
I don't think Sherrone,
and again, do I think Sherrone is culpable? Do I think Sherrone benefited from cheating? I absolutely do. Sorry, you're the OC. You knew the other team's plays.
He has his job right now because of what happened. Okay.
But I don't care if people disagree. I have a right to feel that way. They have a right to live in la-la land. The point I'm making is I don't think anybody wants to partake in this. Look, I can't tell you that if they go 5-7, I don't know that it would happen, but would you be shocked if they moved on from Sherrone? That the NCAA ends up with real penalties? That the school goes, you know what, we're hitting the do-over for $5 million, $4 million, whatever the tiny buyout is. This isn't Mike Norvell at Florida State. They owe that guy $80 million.
True.
So I would be concerned if I'm a Michigan fan is what is the health of this program moving forward? Look, Michigan State is no great shakes, but this is a year zero rebuild. New coach and 61 new players. Right. And I don't know if you're aware of it, we don't have Phil Knight's budget.
And you knew they were kind of starting from the bottom. You were already at the top. Top teams seemed Ohio State, mock them all you want. They just keep getting new receivers and new playmakers and new running backs. And
they need a quarterback.
They do, but at least, they, you know what, let's go out and get Will Howard and let's see what he is. Your solution was, we good. Alex Orji, he's going to be the man.
So, look, I know it's a question that's a little all over the place, but as you head into, look, you need the game. You can't lose to year one Jonathan Smith. You can't be staring at 5-7. Like, there's no scenario. I don't care where your program's at. You can't at the University of Michigan go 5-7. You can't. The only times that have happened is when you had a bum for a head coach like Brady Hoke, who I still contend headset wasn't plugged in, and you had Rich Rod.
And the COVID year.
Oh, right, and it would have got worse, but they chickened out. Remember, start of the year, our COVID protocols are the envy of everyone.
Hey, does any school want to come up here and learn from us?
Cutscene. Things. So look, we'll talk about it. Because for me, I wonder who do you blame? And if you don't blame Harbaugh, who do you blame for the status of your program? Rico Beard, be curious.
Way to go,
Mike. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
Yes. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, David on the ticket text, get to the people. Rico's asked a question. And look, it's layered. You know, who do you blame? I told you in February, I thought Harbaugh left you worse off than when he found you. That has nothing to do with the Natty. When it's mocked by everybody. I told you, you have a right to your memories and your pictures. No one respects you.
Right.
Your reputation shot. Your roster's in tatters. And here you are. Now it's played out. In the famous words of John Jansen, let it play out here. It's played out. The only teams whose offense is as bad as yours might be Kennesaw State. So it's just, who do you blame? If it's not Harbaugh, who do you blame? And where, what is your, I guess, what's your mindset with your program? Like now and moving forward. And yeah. I'm old school. I guess for me, there's no way at a program like Michigan you should ever be in a conversation about finishing 5-7.
Because when you're sitting there looking at your team coming out of a bye week and you're like, Tuttle is our guy. Wait, we got to reevaluate this again and figure out who our quarterback is going to be. You're 8 weeks into the season. That's problematic. And it's not because you have like a Texas problem where you got two guys that you could start. You got three guys and you really don't want to start any of them.
Right. And again, if it's not Harbaugh, who do you blame? I mean, it's fun to blame. That's what being a fan is. So you blame whoever you want. I don't know. Blame Santano. I don't care. Go ahead. David, what do you got?
Michigan's problems is coaching incompetence. There are two teams in college football, Kennesaw State and Michigan, who have 1,000 yards, less than that, in passing. This coaching staff is completely in over their heads.
Okay, well, ask yourself, why is that the case? Because you're radioactive. Because nobody with professional prospects was going to come here. Period.
100% Harbaugh's fault, but I would definitely disagree with you on the championship being tainted.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, of course you would. I mean, give me a break. That's like someone in the Soviet Union saying, no, communism's not bad. I mean, you don't have a choice. You're a part of the cabal. God bless. I hope you frame it. The rest of us, no. I told you the terms of engagement. You don't get to demand I respect you. You'll bleep yourself. You're out of your mind.
It's crazy to me that people still blame Harbaugh. We have NFL talent on that roster. We just don't have a quarterback. Not saying we will win the national title again, but we do have other talent. It's 100% on the coaching staff from now on.
No, it actually feels like you're right back to before you cheated. You're an 8-4, 9-3 program, and you'll be Ohio State's bitch. That's kind of how it feels like. Or should I have been more nuanced in saying that?
Nah.
That's what it feels like. Doesn't mean I'm right. I don't see it.
Because the talent, I don't see. David, I'm going to leave it to you. You're the Michigan fan. I don't see a ton of talent, especially coming off of the run that you are. Kids should be lined up. Transfers should be lined up to come and play for that school.
Yeah, there's a handful.
You know what you don't hear? Georgia doesn't miss a beat. Somebody goes down, somebody new pops in.
Oh, every year Georgia loses players because, oh, there's not enough playing time. I want
right.
to play somewhere
Alabama.
Else.
Oh, you're going to lose your top safety. Well, you know, I'm going to go to Ohio State. Ohio State, you are struggling.
No, Ohio State better learn how to beat Michigan now.
Ohio State has their own problems. Ohio State's offensive and defensive line are lackluster.
Bottom line is, it's set up for them to regain their footing because the fallout, Michigan is in one of the all-time post-national title disasters. Go ahead, David.
From Will, Jimmy is a selfish SOB. He took his coaches and hightailed it out of town. He cares only about himself. The program is dead. Yeah, Players will transfer.
What you don't realize is those coaches couldn't stay if they wanted to. Someday you'll just wise up. Chuck, they couldn't stay yeah. if they wanted to.
Chuck and Flint says, literally, the definition of selling your soul for the championship is what Michigan is. They sold their soul.
And that's fine. I'm not having that conversation. I've never asked you to have that conversation. You are more than welcome to live your life and enjoy it. I don't want to be a part of that conversation. It's not the question Rico asked, and I'm not interested in your answer.
From Asan, he says, yes, 100% Harbaugh is to blame. Anyone who doesn't want to say it has their head in the sand. Michigan fan here, 100%. This is on Harbaugh. Cheated to get the natty. Left us with crap and questionable reputation. It disgusts me.
Okay.
Why didn't Jerome get a quarterback in the portal? I blame him, not Harbaugh.
Yeah, but your problem is spring window. Okay, there were some options. I can list them, but that's nerd time. The point is, you hadn't been recruiting quarterbacks. You hadn't been stacking the talent and developing and having the answer there. There's no scenario going from J.J. McCarthy to Alex Orji. to Jack Tuttle. There were holes in this thing. I do blame the existing staff there.
I mean, you think about it. You went from Cade McNamara, who won a Big Ten for you, and you then moved on to JJ, who won a national title for you, and then you had nothing behind JJ. That's a problem.
Fire Sharone. Yes, Harbaugh is at fault, but Sharone was the OC last year. He is responsible and should be fired. Nick from Farmington Hills.
You gave Harbaugh 6-7 years. You're not going to give this guy 7 months? Okay, now again, I won't be shocked if they go 5-7, if they do whatever they want to do. I think a lot of it will depend, too, on what penalties come down and all of that. But I just find it mighty convenient. You just want to pin it all on Sharone. You know, you can blame the chef, but if the only thing you got on the table is spoiled spam and broccoli florets, don't expect a 5-star meal. This is not a good football team. I don't think that's like blasphemous to say. The fact that we're talking about potentially MSU winning, that's an embarrassment.
Yes, it is.
Because we are not good, and we are nowhere near a finished product. I mean, seriously.
I'm with you.
How is that point spread 3.5 points?
And it's been going down. So, yeah, I'm wondering what it's going to be by game time.
I don't have that level of confidence.
Let me read this one from Asparty. This is the first of many shows this Spartan fan has been waiting for. Kick them in the junk as you can.
Well, then win the game.
Right.
You're not going to get to have real fun unless you win the game. And I don't know if we're winning.
You are.
If we play the way we played Saturday night, yeah, we'll win. But there's no guarantee of that because I haven't seen that performance at any other point in the season.
Well, you made adjustments during the bye week, something that Michigan's coaching staff
couldn't
make.
Now, if you want to blame Sharone and company for what they put on the field at Champaign, Illinois, I'm fine with that because you had a bye week and you scored 7 points. I mean, that can't happen.
Right. Your bye week adjustment was first play of the game, let's throw it deep. That'll get them.
Well, I don't mind that.
Well, it was 10 yards under throw.
Well, that is a bit of an issue. 248-539-9797. We go to the callers next. 97.1. All right, straight to the people. We're kind of, for the first time, just turning our attention a little bit towards Michigan State and starting with Michigan fan. And it's, who do you blame for the state of your program? We revisited what we did in February where I said, look, I think Harbaugh left you worse off. Enjoy your title, but the future of this thing, this roster, the whole bit, not great. And if you don't blame Harbaugh, who do you blame? Because it can't look this way. It just can't. And if you don't beat State, I don't think it is hyperbole to suggest you're probably going 5-7, which is, that's impossible at Michigan. Impossible. We good?
We good.
Cover all the bases?
Let's go.
Cool. Let's go to Joe, 97.1. Joe, what's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks. I don't know of a single Michigan fan, not a one, that blames Jim Harbaugh the most for this situation. They're way too grateful for the fun times of the last 3 years, and most don't even care that he went to pursue his dream of winning a Super Bowl. They believe that the cachet Michigan should never allow the team to fall in such disrepair. They place the bulk of the blame on Sharone Moore in the failure to get a quarterback. And Harbaugh, God bless him. He's their hero. He won it. He beat Ohio State a couple times, won the national championship. He's forever going to be a hero. He is not going to get the blame in this mess that they're in.
Okay. Great. You blame Sharone. That feels very, Joe, it feels very convenient. You blame the guy who's the head coach for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I guess, and I don't know how you can not put any fingerprints on Harbaugh for leaving him in that mess, but the fans do not.
Oh, I know. No, Joe. Now, Joe, I agree with you. But see, that's the thing, Joe. That's why I'm not asking you to speak for the fan base. I'm asking you to speak for Joe. And you have. I can't control groupthink or how cults operate. I can't do it. But it's like, it's amazing. You want to blame the guy who's basically the fall guy for all this, but the guy who left and made every big decision and allowed this roster to be the roster that basically got put out there. Look, guys, I hate to break to you. I've been the biggest proponent of how did you not get a quarterback in the portal? But let's be very fair. Like, you weren't going out and landing Carson Beck. All right? You weren't getting Dante Moore. You weren't going to go out and get Dylan Gabriel. So you were in the spring window. Now, there are players. I can give you names. I'm not going to be so disingenuous to say you would be a top 10 team with these people. I would say, if I may be so bold,
yeah,
you'd complete a forward pass.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he would have helped you. I thought maybe Malik Murphy.
Oh, God, you and this guy.
No, but about Mike, I think he would have been better than what you have. He was leaving Texas.
He stinks.
He's at Duke.
He stinks. Okay, you know what?
No, no, God no. Bless. I take that back. You're right. Duke is producing quarterbacks. Maybe it is him.
Riley Leonard. What about Daniel Jones?
But the quarterback. I mean, but the coach is gone. So.
What about Dave Brown? But, you know. Duke quarterbacks for days, David.
Elko's learning the A&M fight song.
Okay, all right. No, and again, all right, you want to blame Sharon? Blame Sharon. I just, that feels very convenient to me. But that's fine. Let's go to Roger. He's up next. Raj, how you doing, buddy? What's up?
Hey, Smellers. How you doing?
Hey, Roger.
So I got two things here. One, when I called initially, you guys since then have backpedaled a little bit on the, hey, you know, it's not about the natty thing. But one thing is we play the game to win the natty, right?
Yes.
That's the whole point.
Yes.
He gives us three straight years of beating Ohio State. He gives us almost 7 years of his life. He gives us a natty, right? And then he goes and pursues his dream. I don't find anything wrong with that. I'm not blaming Moore neither. I think it's a situational thing where, hey, you're one of the most polarizing coaches in all of college football, and then you get up and you leave. The transfer portal isn't going to be as abundant when you don't have a Jim Harbaugh anymore. It just isn't. That's not reality. People aren't going to come play at Michigan for Sharon Moore like they would Jim Harbaugh.
All right, can I ask a question? If I may. So, Roger, yes. How do you explain a guy like Jonathan Smith, who certainly is not Jim Harbaugh, getting 61 mm-hmm. new players?
Yeah. I would blame it on the situation of the black guy that's hanging, the black cloud that's hanging over Michigan about all the drama that happened under the Harbaugh leadership.
Okay, so I want to understand. So hold on. In one hand, you go, I see nothing wrong with it. And now you're hitting me with like a right hook towards the end of the call going, we couldn't get anybody because he besmirched our reputation. So which is...
I'm saying there's an aura of it around, you know, and people don't want to be touched with it. Now, you can go both ways. You can go, he cheated. He didn't cheat. He knew about it. He didn't know about it.
Oh, he knew.
He's gone because of it. You know, however you feel, I think it's a situational thing, and I don't think we'll ever really get to the bottom of it. It's just, you know, you lost, what, 17 starters?
Yep.
And you're right. You didn't have a lot of guys in the portal. That's a problem. That's a Moore problem. That's a Harbaugh problem. That's a Michigan
AD. I think it's a recruiting problem.
Right.
Right, Roger, I think the recruiting has to play a role in this, no?
Georgia loses NFL players every year, and they restock.
100%. Why aren't we getting their cast-offs? Why aren't we getting – yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think it's a situational thing.
Okay.
So real quick, close out, and I'll finish with this.
Yeah.
When I started to call, it was about, hey, you know, woo-hoo, you won the natty, right? And now you're trash. Well, isn't that kind of, you know, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Sure.
I'm usually on board with you guys 100%. But aren't we talking about, hey, give away Detroit's first for one guy to win the Super Bowl now?
The difference is the Lions are built for long-term success. I mean, Roger, I get the principle of it. And look, you got it. No, it's fine. We would all sacrifice to win a Super Bowl. But the difference is you didn't trade three first-round picks. You just traded your integrity. It's different.
Yeah, and all your star players are locked up for a long time, so they're going to be here. We're saying, okay, that potential future person, I'm willing to sacrifice those people for a proven commodity right now.
And here's the other thing. Texas, who lost 15, 16 starters, guys to the pros. And they were in the playoff just like you. They strolled into Ann Arbor and dropped a bomb on you. So I find it convenient. And Roger, you didn't do that if you're still listening. I'm saying you have to blame the last few years that, yes, it was a laser focus on cheating. I mean, winning, on getting the natty. But you didn't do the things you needed to do to come out of it where it's like, how can it look like this?
It's because of what Kenny just told me. It's foundation. Texas has the foundation. Michigan's was shaky because Harbaugh was always 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Listen, and you'll feel a lot better about your season and a lot better about the direction if you beat State Saturday. It's a topic we're going to do tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I laugh if people don't think Michigan needs this game.
So, yeah, we're blaming it on the black cloud, right?
Black cloud. That's okay. What he said. Black cloud. Yes.
just okay.
I was like, where's he going with this? Right, I don't know what he said.
I was too, but the black cloud. Cloud.
Black clouds. Black clouds.
Where are we going with this, Roger?
No. Roger was getting creative by calling disgusting cheating a black cloud. That's all.
Yes, the correction, black cloud.
Black clouds.
It was what was said beforehand that we all heard.
Okay, then. Clouds. All right, let's get to the people. We'll get to a football today in a little bit, but we're asking the question. You know, Michigan State, turn our attention to it a little bit. Odyssey.com Rewind, you want the Max Crosby stuff. You guys were amazing. You drove Max to insanity where he had to address the trade stuff on his podcast. Tremendous by you. But why does Michigan look the way they do right now? Who's to blame? And remember, it's a separate conversation. I said this in February. I'm going to say it again. When I said, I think Harbaugh is going to end up leaving you in worse shape than he found you, right? That has nothing to do with the natty. He won the natty and bolted. Factually speaking, he left this program in tatters. Whether it's reputationally, whether it is potential sanctions, whether it is poaching your staff, and whether it is what looks like now woeful recruiting the last couple years. To me, you can blame Harbaugh. I do. I think a coach shaking his ass in the NFL for 3 years, it hurts you. Now, if you want to blame Sharon, go for it. I know we got some callers who want to blame Ward. It's your prerogative. It's your program. But why does it look this way? Who do you blame? And yes, we're going to get more into the game. But like Rico and I know that the sizzle isn't there like it used to be. Mm-hmm. Like it's not a top 10 matchup or a top 20 matchup. I understand that. But I do think it's incredibly, it'll always be important to Michigan State. But for a first-year coach at State, it really matters. Mm-hmm. And for Michigan, I don't think because you're not good that it gives you license to go, well, it doesn't matter, lose to State and stare down the barrel of 5-7. So in that sense, I know the does that make sense? Like the teams aren't that good, but the stakes are still high because if you're a Michigan fan, you can't be the worst defending national champion in the history of the sport. You right. can't be.
There's more on the line. It's just not national. It's not for the Big Ten. But, yes, there's pride. And that's what it just really boils down to. You know, can Jonathan Smith become the third first-year MSU coach to win a game?
I don't know.
You know who the other two are?
Mel Tucker.
And? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
No, but you just shut your face. Did Saban in 95?
Well, he got
October 6, 1995 in the snow.
Yep.
Tony Banks to Najee Carter.
It was going to be the first time a first-year coach won. It was Saban and Loy Carr. Both were first-year.
And the Tuck one, let's face it, it was COVID. They did it in front of cardboard Karsh. Never forget, we put Doug in his pajamas in the stands.
They were also 27-point underdogs.
Truth. Let's go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Oh, hi, Mike. I'm doing great. So this whole Michigan thing, like, I think it's absurd. Maybe people have called, but I haven't really been listening up until that point. I've just heard the topic. But I think it's absurd that people are going to blame Sharon Moore for any of this. The only thing that you can blame Shromo, I mean, the fact that 5-7 is even on the table, like when I heard David say 6-6, I'm like, oh, come on, they're not going to be that bad. But 5-7 is on the table. That's a disgrace. But, like, this is all on Harbaugh. None of this, the only thing you can blame Sharon Moore for is, like, game preparation. Like, this is his first year. Like, you know, my coach, big game James has no excuse. It's been 10 years, and you're still doing this crap. Yeah, I don't know what that game was like last week against USC, but you came out looking like flat, uninspired garbage. 80-yard touchdown, you let an end around burn you down the sideline. Oh, and then broken flea flicker play. 50 yards. Like, that Sharon Moore is, that's about the only thing to blame him for is in-game preparation. Mike Franklin, in-game preparation. But Jim Harbaugh, the ship was sinking because he had torpedoed it, and he basically told the entire staff, look, I got this nice shiny lifeboat over here that I've been trying to get working. Now I've got it up and running, and I can only take so many of you guys, but, you know, if you don't leave, you're going to stay on the ship and you're going to die unless you can swim. So, yeah. You know, and they said, all right, come with me, go to the NFL. And, by the way, Sharon Moore, good luck, man. I hope you can swim.
Yeah, and Nick, here's what's interesting, and I'm not trying to make it a cop-out, but there are times in football it's players, not plays. Like, you can call whatever plays you want. If you don't have the players, it won't work. Mm-hmm. So I look at it and I go, all right, well, what is Michigan supposed to do? They don't have any wide receivers. Not any of note. And even if they did, they don't have the quarterback that would enhance their play. And at running back, I'm sorry. We were on this train early and again got made fun of. Mullins is better than Dono. No, he's better. The offensive line is not Michigan standard. Then you go to defense. You got a couple of shiny toys, right? Will Johnson's a good football player. The two D tackles. Mason Graham, I've said it. Give me Mason Graham to the Giants right now. I'm going to put him next to Dexter Lawrence. I might win some games. The point is, outside of those guys, how many difference makers you got? Now, you want to say that Wink Martindale's old and bad? Well, I told you that because the only people that were going to come here were people who had no professional prospects. So, yeah, I it's a little bit of everything, but I want to be careful when you blame Sharon. I go, where are the players?
Yeah. No Jimmys and Joes. Nah, just like you give David credit for the 6-6 season.
Not yet.
But. No, but he seems to be on pace. I give you credit for the Wink Martindale. As you said at the beginning of the year, you're going to hate this.
Just because I lived it with the Giants. So. And I mean, I know everyone loves the Oakleys and the weird sleeveless tee with the compression gear. And I mean, I don't know. You're going to hate his defense because it's uncompromising. And you ended up hating Don Brown for the same reason. Look, I just feel like the thing they have to do is they would have to blow out the entire staff except Sharon and try it again. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think you have long-term people here. Like, if you're Michigan and I stack, think about this. Like, at Texas, Sark calls the plays. At Ole Miss, Lane is calling the play. I understand. They have offensive coordinators. It's a team effort. Is Kirk Campbell your answer for the next decade? Is Wink Martindale your answer for the next 10 minutes?
Right.
So you get into this weird vortex.
Because see, what I would think, especially for a school like Michigan, is you turn into the rehab program. Saban is gone, so maybe you get the fired coach, who was an offensive guru, to come in, call your plays so that he can get the next job, so he can get another job. That's what I would expect for a school like Michigan to do.
Gonna need that as a drop. 24853. Gonna need that as a drop. It's fantastic. Okay. There is a part of me, caller Nick, is fascinating and terrifying all in the same.
He is.
There, I do wonder, is like, what does this guy do for a living, and does he melt down this way at work? Or are we the outlet?
What do you mean you didn't get the sale?
Right.
Get out! Right. Now get out and make a sale! Oh, I'm sorry. He was busy. He didn't answer the phone. He told you no. Oh, so you asked him one time and he said no and you walked out the door? Oh, okay.
Jesus. There's a part of me that wonders, are we the thing that stops him from going Milton in Office Space and burning a building down? I want my streamlined stapler. Christ. All right. We will we'll get back to the phones in a moment. We got to check in on football. Dave, you may as well just hit it one more time, and then we'll keep it going. Okay, then. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.